Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Massachusetts continues to try to figure out the best way to implement its new recreational marijuana law. That was after voters approved legalization back in November. And joining us now to discuss some of the key areas under consideration are two newly named chairs of the legislature's Committee on Marijuana Policy. They're joining us today from the State House. We have State Senator Patricia Jalen representing Cambridge, Medford, Somerville, and Winchester. Senator Jalen, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Oh, thank you for having us.
It's great to have you. And also with us is Representative Mark Cusack of Braintree. Representative Cusack, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, let me just ask both of you, what does it mean to you, or why is it that you are glad, I'm going to presume you're glad, that you're on the new, the legislature's new Committee on Marijuana Policy? Pat Jalen, let's just start with you.
Well, I think it's a really important job. It's not one I was hoping for, because it's a lot of work, and it's not an area I have a lot of expertise in, but I'm getting there. I'm learning a lot every day. It's been a little less than 2 weeks. And we're reading and talking to people every day. So we're trying to learn as much as we can, as fast as we can, to understand what people's concerns are, both in the reasons people propose the legislation and people who have concerns about it.
Right. And Representative Cusack, did you want this plum assignment?
I did request this assignment. It's a major policy issue. It's a hot button issue. And I do like policy. I've described myself as a nerd when it comes to policy. So I knew this was going to be a very relevant committee and a very important issue and a big policy dive. And that's what I like. So I saw it as an opportunity and a challenge.
Yeah.
And
now,
it's, we've certainly become the popular kids on campus in the last 4 years.
Well, just let's take a step back here, because Senator Jalen is on the record as having supported question four. Representative Cusack, I'm not quite sure I remember hearing how you voted on question four. How did you vote?
My ballot is private, and I've maintained that. One of the selling points for me on this is that I'm really open on the issue. I have no position on the issue, and I look forward to getting into the facets of what the voters passed and respecting the will of the voters while making sure that we're putting in common sense, consumer protections, and public safety measures and kind of answering some of the questions that the ballot initiative didn't speak to.
I see. Okay. Now, I fully understand and support the right of every voting citizen to have their ballot remain private. But on the other hand, you were also an elected representative, a state representative. Why not make your vote or your stance, your original stance on question four, public?
Well, I didn't have an original stance. I did vote on the issue, and that's private. My voting record up here on Beacon Hill is public. But I view that, going forward, that I'm going to have a fully open mind regardless of what issue of the law we're looking at, and go from there.
Okay. Well, so let me ask both of you then. Obviously, there is a great deal of controversy right now surrounding the implementation of the law. There are many, many Massachusetts voters who say they voted in favor of question four based on what they read in the ballot question, and that's the law they expect to be implemented. But on the other hand, there's this whole bevy of bills that could make modifications to the law. Do you, Representative and Senator, do you see it as your duty as the members of or the leaders of the marijuana committee to implement the law as written, or to be open to these proposed legislative changes?
I think our job is to protect the will of the voters, but also to listen to the concerns that people raise on every side of the issue.
And Representative Cusack?
And I concur. We're not here to rehash or debate whether or not recreational marijuana has a place in Massachusetts. The voters have decided that. What we're here for is really the implementation and the regulation of that market, and ensuring, like I said before, the consumer protections, the public safety, that there is adults in the Commonwealth will have access to a regulated and safe market for recreational marijuana.
Mm. I take your point. But I guess what I'm getting at is that there are many people, and Senator Jalen, you said to protect the will of the Massachusetts voters, who say that their will was for the law to be implemented as written in question four, and they just see delay after delay and legislative proposals that would water down the law. So if you're to protect the will of the voters, how does that square with, we've got more than something like 15 different legislative proposals that would change what had been written in question four?
Well, there hasn't been delay after delay. There's been one delay. And I think people have the right to file bills that express their opinion and express their concern, and our job is to listen to everybody and try to make the best decisions we can, while I think, as the representative said, making sure people have what they, I think the basic request of the voters was to make sure that they had access to a safe supply from people who were not trying to sell them something else, to try to kill the black market in a drug that many people use.
And Representative Cusack, your thoughts on that?
Again, just that, you know, there were 5,600 bills filed this session. So the ones affecting marijuana are certainly getting assigned as we speak to our committee. And as the senator said, that's the right of the representatives and senators to file bills to change laws. And, you know, the ballot initiative is a law now, and that's what we're looking at, and that's where we're taking our charge from. But also the average citizen saw it on the ballot, and what they saw on the ballot was a summary. They did not see the 21-page ballot initiative. And so while the proponents who wrote the law or the ballot initiative spent a lot of time and a lot of detail on this, I think there's some unanswered questions and room for improvement while respecting the will of the voters.
Oh, yeah. So just to be clear, I mean, what was on the actual ballot that people voted, filled in the bubble, was indeed a summary, but they did have access to the full 21 pages of the question in the voters' pamphlet. So, but Representative Cusack, let me lean on your nerd cred here in terms of policy nerdiness. Where do you see what do you think are priority? What areas of the legalization law are you going to be focused on, or your first priority is to take a look at?
Well, the major issues going forward are obviously the tax rate, the regulatory structure. You know, you had everything from homegrown edibles, THC levels. So the whole, you know, across the board, it poses a lot of issues, and, you know, we need to gather the information from the experts and hear from the public and find the balance of the best way to proceed forward to put the best law in place for the Commonwealth and the residents.
Yeah. So do you think that about the tax rate, for example, it's an excise tax of what, 3.75%? Do you think that's too low? I mean, it's the lowest of any state that's legalized marijuana.
It's by far the lowest of any state that has legalized marijuana. But before you get to what, you know, what's the tax rate and how much we're looking to generate here, you really got to decide and look at the regulatory structure and what we need to raise in order to make sure we're protecting the consumers and having a fully regulated and safe market, while also making sure we're not overtaxing marijuana, so we're sending people back to the black market, the illicit market, where marijuana could be cheaper if we overtax it. So it's really a balancing act in finding that sweet spot between raising enough revenue so we can do our job, but also not sending people back to the black market.
And Senator Jalen, your thoughts on that?
I could not have expressed it better.
Thank you.
Full stop. Okay. But about finding that sweet spot. I mean, I hear you both in terms of like wanting to hear from policy experts, but we do already have some, some on the ground comparisons we can make. Like Colorado taxes marijuana at 29%, Washington 37%, Alaska 25%. Have you heard? I mean, I understand you're still new to the committee because the committee itself is new. But have you heard from any of these states that their rates have forced people back into the black market or not?
I haven't heard that.
I haven't heard that either.
Okay, so it seems like there's a lot of wiggle room then between 3.75 and, I don't know, 29 or 37% in Washington.
Well, I want to say that I don't consider that the only experiments in the world are in the United States. There are other countries that have had legalized marijuana for quite a while. I would like to learn about how they have, or if they have, been able to destroy the black market.
So like the Netherlands being the first example that pops into
Yeah, there are several.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Now, what about home growing, right? Because that was the first thing that, I mean, basically as soon as the law passed in December, that was the first aspect of question four that went into effect. It's legal now to grow 6 plants per adult or up to 12 per household. Is that an area that you think deserves further scrutiny?
Well, the other part that went into effect then was also possession and gifting. So those are also legal now.
Those are also legal now? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So do you think that the amount of home growing needs to be scrutinized, or can that just move forward as is?
It'll certainly be looked at. It's one of the avenues, but having it already be legal now, it'll be, you know, we'll take a look at it, but I don't know if it's going to be able to scale back once it's already being, it's, as you said, legal now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole other host of issues. You got 6 individually, 12 in a household. Does that mean 12 producing plants? What if you plant 12 and only half of them produce? So it's a whole other, you know, every time you peel one layer here, you find a bunch of others. So
Yeah. All
these issues need a deep dive. And so you get into, you know, not to use a double entendre, but in the weeds on this, and you find a lot more info. So, you know, I don't see a single issue we're going to be dealing with that isn't going to need some debate.
I mean, this is a serious issue. It's a major change in Massachusetts, but I always welcome pot puns at the same time. I am here. Being in the weeds is fine with us.
Yep.
We can have a little bit of levity even in the most serious moments here. But
this is the joint committee.
Oh, here we go. Okay, folks listening, if you want to send us more pot puns, send me a tweet at Radio Boston. But Representative Cusack, you have some experience at the local level in Braintree, and I just wanted to ask you, actually ask you both. There was one real point of contention, which I know many city and town representatives had with question four, and that was they felt that the law doesn't really give them enough options on how to control how many marijuana stores can come into their cities and towns, whether, you know, to what extent they want legalization to happen within their own municipalities. Just your thoughts about that, first of all, Representative Cusack.
Sure. I come from a municipal background in the town of Braintree, and with that municipal background comes a knowledge of zoning and understanding that, you know, while a lot of the cities and towns are upset that they'd have to hold a referendum in order to exclude marijuana, but they have zoning as their best friend. You've seen this with medical marijuana across the state, and one of my towns, I represent Randolph, they've restricted the zoning to one industrial park, and the market is fine with that. In terms of not being able to control the number of stores coming into their town, you know, I think it's set at 20% of what your liquor license is at. So that sounds like a lot in paper, but you still got to understand that this is a marketplace of supply and demand. It doesn't make sense for 20 recreational facilities to open in a town of mine, Braintree.
Mm-hmm.
They won't survive. So there's also an economic component to that. But we're hearing a lot from the cities and towns, and, you know, big and small, and those are the issues as we get out and listen to the voters, but also the local officials. We're going to be hearing a lot of they want the tools to further regulate, and I don't think one of the issues they want is they don't want to be capped at 2% tax on
Yeah.
these locals. They want to be able to negotiate their own mitigation packages as they have been able to with medical marijuana.
Senator Jalen, your thoughts?
I'm listening to people's concerns.
Yeah. Well, we've just got about a minute left here, and there's one last thing I did want to ask you, because there's a big divide between the states that have legalized marijuana and the federal government. I mean, just last week, Sean Spicer, White House press secretary, said that states that have legalized marijuana will see, quote, greater enforcement of federal laws. And of course, Attorney General Jeff Sessions really opposes marijuana legalization. Do you have a concern that Massachusetts, just as we're getting down the road to enacting this new law, could see some backlash from the federal government?
Yes. I think that's a problem, but I think that it's largely a problem for people who want to participate in the business, and so it will be a more risky business.
Hmm. And Representative Cusack?
Yeah, it's a concern. Yeah, we're monitoring it, but, you know, we're proceeding with our work. We're working for the people of Massachusetts on this, and with the administration in place, we hope that the party of state rights respects states'
oh.
rights, and not just when they feel that they agree with what the states are doing, but across the board.
Well, Representative Mark Cusack and State Senator Patricia Jaylen are the new co-chairs of the Committee on Marijuana Policy. They joined us today from the State House. Thank you so very much. We look forward to having you back as things proceed on Beacon Hill. Thanks again.
Well, thank you very much.